Mr. President, let me begin by extending my sincere appreciation for convening the thematic discussion today on Agenda Item 2. Malaysia aligns itself with the statement to be delivered by Zimbabwe on behalf of the Group of 21 and would like to emphasize the following elements in our national capacity. We are meeting here today against rising geopolitical tensions and unprecedented human suffering as wars and conflicts continue to spread in regions across the world. International peace and security are under threat as relations between major powers are at an all-time low and nations aligning themselves along old battle lines. Notwithstanding, we are still continuing our deliberations here and remain optimistic that despite the conference's continued impasse of more than two decades, this august body remains the only multilateral disarmament negotiating forum of the international community. Mr. President, the total elimination of nuclear weapons remains a pressing imperative. Malaysia remains a steadfast proponent of nuclear disarmament due to the devastating effects of nuclear weapons, not only on humans, but also on the environment. Today, the efforts of the international community to advance peace and security remain blighted by the unacceptable risk posed by nuclear weapons. Despite the sophistication of all military concepts, doctrines, and policies featuring nuclear weapons, they rest fundamentally on the real threat that such weapons can and will be used. The persistence and expansion of nuclear sharing arrangements premised on the false logic of deterrence is yet another deeply disconcerting trend. Malaysia is of the view that there is a need for all states to enhance and renew their efforts to attain the general and complete disarmament of all weapons of mass destruction, particularly nuclear weapons. The general and complete elimination of nuclear weapons should be at the top of the international agenda to prevent a nuclear war. On this note, Malaysia remains concerned over the slow progress in the reduction of strategic and non-strategic nuclear weapons and their high alert status. Malaysia further views that international peace and security cannot be achieved through the doctrine of deterrence or strategic superiority, since the prolonged existence of nuclear weapons poses the risk of their use, either deliberately or by accident. Mr. President, given the concerning trends of continued pursuit of nuclear programs and modernization of nuclear weapons by a number of countries and the insistence of some others to remain outside of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, Malaysia calls on all NPT states parties to redouble their efforts to overcome the current trust deficit through diplomacy and dialogue and to ensure a meaningful outcome at the 11th NPT Review Conference. At the same time, the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons strengthens the global norms against nuclear weapons and is inclusive with pathways open for other states to become party in the future, including those possessing nuclear weapons and those that rely on them for national defense purpose. Malaysia believes that the TPNW is fully compatible with and complementary to the NPT. In addition, Malaysia supports the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty as it advances international peace and security by making a significant contribution towards the prevention of the vertical proliferation of nuclear weapons through the establishment of a powerful norm against nuclear testing. We therefore reaffirm the urgency of the universalization and entry into force of the CTBT. Mr. President, to conclude, failure to eliminate nuclear weapons would not only aggravate international tensions, but also increase the danger of the proliferation of nuclear weapons, including by non-state actors, either deliberately or by accident. Malaysia strongly reaffirms that the total elimination of nuclear weapons is the absolute guarantee against their use or threat of use, and is a fundamental step towards preventing a nuclear war. I thank you, Mr. President.